They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamonds South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a five-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat: lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all-inclusive, for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872 and tell him I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with mybookie. Fellas, I'm holding in my hands right now one of the most gorgeous bottles of whiskey I've ever seen. 5-9 Whiskey from the crew over at Troll Co. They decided to whip up a bourbon that is all about grit and sweat. Meet 5-9. Two oil field guys figured, hey, why not turn our daily grind into something that you can sip on? I mean, who wouldn't want a splash of hard work in their whiskey, right? This stuff is made from 100% Kentucky corn, bringing you those crisp, fresh flavors with a smooth finish. They even took the trip to Owensboro, home of the 10th oldest distillery in Kentucky. They went all in. And what about the name? Well, 5-9 is a nod to those who clock in from 5 a.m. till 9 p.m. Forget that 9-to-5 life. These are the real champions who put in the sweat and the toil. They work hard, and now they're pouring that same energy into their whiskey. So why not grab a bottle? Head over to 59whiskey.com. That's F-I-V-E, 9 spelled out, whiskey.com. And use the promo code ZABECAST20 for 20% off your first order. Tools down, bottoms up, 59 Whiskey from Troll Co. It is fantastic.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
I can't believe I'm still having this conversation.
Oh, he does he?
Why do you even work for
him? And let me tell you something, shitbird. I've never even heard of your little agency.
But if you think you can poach my client,
$50 million, all you nosy simple jack again, because we kill him.
This is Lash Grossman. Who is this?
This is Flaming Dragon!
Oh, okay. Flaming Dragon. Fuckface. First, take a big step back and literally
fuck your own face!
Now, I don't know what kind of pan-Pacific bullshit power play you're trying to pull here, but Asia Jack is my territory.
So whatever you're thinking, you better think again. Otherwise, I'm going to have to head down there.
And I will rain down on a godly fucking firestorm upon you. You're going to have to call the fucking United Nations and get a fucking binding resolution to keep me from fucking destroying you.
I am talking scorched earth, motherfucker. I will massacre you.
I will fuck you up!
Tuesday, November 19, 2024. Thank you for downloading Solo Ride with yours truly today, and it's going to be a good one. So let's get into it. The Mike Tyson-Jake Paul boxing match is still settling into the bottom of the fish tank like algae and sludge. And what's interesting is I've heard actually rather persuasive arguments that both Tyson and Jake Paul were both afraid to really hurt the other one, and that's why the fight turned out to be mostly a snooze. In fact, here's a quick video saying essentially the match was fixed, and it was Tyson who coulda eaten the YouTube influencer's lunch at almost any time in the first few rounds.
This fight was most definitely rigged. Here's some evidence you might have missed. Tyson was doing fantastic at the beginning, landing some big shots and knocking Jake around the ring. But that changed when Paul clenched with Tyson. It's alleged he whispered into Tyson's ear to cool it, and the message was confirmed received by Tyson with the affirming tap on the back. After that moment, Tyson became a stick in the mud, standing directly in front of Paul with no more aggressiveness to him. Like here, for instance, Tyson can see the right hand plain as day and makes no attempt to slip it. My next reason is Tyson was definitely pulling his punches. Tyson looked as if he was struggling to hold back and not throw punches at Paul. Here's a perfect example. Tyson deflects the shot off his shoulder, comes up in perfect position to land a counter right hand, but does nothing. Very uncharacteristic. And my final reason is Tyson biting his glove. The reason he was doing this was to remind himself not to throw punches and let Jake control the pace. Was this fight a fake? Let me know in the comments.
All right, now I heard the announcer go on and on and on about how Tyson just routinely bites his glove, and it's happened before in many other matches. I would have to see video evidence of this. I don't seem to recall this during his fighting days. Certainly the video that goes with this TikTok is interesting in that, okay, I can see it. That did look like he pulled a punch. Okay, that would be a great opportunity to counter with a quick right hand. But then again, you could pick out a few moments along the way. All I'm saying is I've heard a somewhat persuasive argument that it was Tyson who could have taken Jake Paul at any time, despite being nearly 60, and not the other way around. Either way, we know this. Both men got paid, and they got paid an obscene amount of money for about a quick hour of light sparring when it was all said and done, and nobody blinked. And they will do it again if they can find a suitable new shiny object to put in there to get somebody to bite to put the money up for the fight. I've heard Canelo Alvarez mentioned he's a real, live, great, still not 60-year-old fighter. I don't know if the weight classes would work out. I don't think that fight's going to happen. Conor McGregor would bring the sizzle, but he's a third the size of Jake Paul. There's not enough weight that could be cut to get him close. If only my guy Kimbo Slice was still with us on Earth. Super Sky Point, shout out to the late Kimbo Slice. That would be another carnival show they could put on. Either way, these are trashy, fake as AstroTurf things that fuel the modern sports landscape these days, and it's enough to kind of make you feel a bit greasy. Even though I know the fight game has never been anything close to pure. Which is why I'm always keen to seek out and really relish things that inspire. Because like Jerry Maguire once said to Rod Tidwell, Rod, that is not what inspires people.
I'll tell you why you don't have your $10 million yet. Right now, you are a paycheck player. You play with your head, not your heart. Your personal life, heart. But when you get on the field, it's all about what you didn't get, who's to blame, who underthrew the pass, who's got the contract you don't, who's not giving you your love. And you know what? That is not what inspires people. That is not what inspires people. Just shut up. Play the game. Play it from your heart. And you know what? I will show you the Quan. And that's the truth, man. That's the truth. Can you handle it?
So I would agree that the comeback story is one of the most inspiring elements of sports. And sports are meant to inspire and show people, look, these are the qualities that will get you through the tough times in life, to be able to come back when everything is lost. In sports, it's usually an injury to come back from. And the injuries can vary in severity, and they can keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. But that's what participating in sports does. It teaches you at a young age, when you're a teenager, there'll be setbacks in life. What are you going to do? You going to just scream and cry, it's unfair, and then give up and quit? Or are you going to say, fuck it, I'm coming back. Watch this. And it teaches you the ability to do that, which is great in life for when things happen. For when you need to come back from a devastating death of a friend or a family member, or your marriage falling apart, or your business being bankrupted, you've built from scratch because a partner betrayed you. Any number of things could require an epic comeback. And sports, when it inspires, brings out those best stories. And that's where we say, hello, J.K. Dobbins, running back, Los Angeles Chargers. What a story he is, and what a highlight on the game-winning touchdown on Sunday night, as called by the great Mike Tirico.
In front of J.K. Dobbins, runs left, Dobbins takes off, Dobbins inside the 10, Dobbins to the end zone, in for the touchdown, and the Chargers take the lead.
Incredible play, incredible call, and unfortunately I could not grab the moment in the broadcast where Tirico goes through what Dobbins has overcome. But I'll give you the down and dirty real quick, and it's something like this. You ready? I've got it for you right here. Hold on a second. Okay. 2016, J.K. Dobbins coming out of the Ohio State broken fibula. He was still in college at the time. But he did break his leg in 2016. 2021, torn ACL and torn LCL and torn meniscus and a torn hamstring, all in 2021. He comes back and tears his Achilles in 2023. The brutality of, oh my God, this just happened again to J.K. Dobbins was such that, you know, John Harbaugh up there at the podium was just devastated having to say, yep, it happened again, and he's such a great guy.
Appreciate you being here. A couple things. J.K. does have a season-ending knee injury, as was reported by many of you, so that's a disappointment, especially for J.K., for us, for J.K. Our hearts go out to him. It's very challenging because he works so hard. He was so prepared and he was so ready to go this year and so excited to go and such a big part of our plans. Like any injury, which happened and will happen throughout the course of the NFL and different teams, you just have to approach it and overcome it. It's adversity and we'll have to deal with it, and we will. We have the players to do it. We have the team to do it. Our guys are excited today again to practice, and I have full confidence in the rest of the running backs that are here to pick up the load and to do a great job for us. So that's where we're at with that.
That was in August of 2021. Now, I might have messed up the dates, or I quickly grabbed a tweet by the infamous Dove Kleeman account, and I could have sworn he blew out his knee in back-to-back years, where he blew out his knee, took a year, came back, it blew out again. But Dove's tweet has all these injuries listed in 2021. Torn ACL, LCL, meniscus, hamstring, and then the Achilles in 2023. Aaron Rodgers, though, got to meet J.K. Dobbins because the two of them were rehabbing their own Achilles injuries last summer in L.A., and Aaron Rodgers could not say enough positive things about J.K. Dobbins.
It was really, really important for me because he made every day's rehab just a little bit brighter. If you've ever been around JK, he's one of the nicest guys. He's just like always in a good mood. He's happy. He's funny. And after about, a couple hours in the day one, he realized this is going to be some, there's going to be some back and forth here. You know, you're going to give me some shit. I'm going to give you some shit. I'm going to tell you how young you are and how I'm beating the hell out of you in the rehab. And that was just our banter every single day when it came in. Like, are you still working? Who's doing more hours? You know, who's come back? Who's making the biggest jumps? But I needed it. But back in LA, doing the rehab, you know, it was JK and Trey Turner and Wyatt and myself were kind of the guys that made that thing go. And we tried to, you know, get everybody to, you know, push themselves, but to have a good time with it too. And we're always pulling little pranks on each other and stuff.
That's good stuff right there. Keeping a positive attitude in the face of all this is what's so amazing. And Tirico pointed out they had a shot of J.K. Dobbins' young son in the stands. And Dobbins said that it was for his son. He wanted to show that example of, I'm not quitting. I'm not giving up. I'm not going to retire. And man, what a highlight that was to close the game out on Sunday night. Which brings me to Joe Burrow. Burrowing into uncharted territory. Joe Burrow had another spectacular game last night, and there was some infighting and sniping amongst Bengals players and the coaching staff. A lot of lip reading going on the sidelines. Defense being told, you let us down. Obviously, Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase are nuclear right now. Burrow's on pace for the MVP season. He's on pace for what would be an MVP season statistically, but somehow the team is just 4-7 because they've lost a boatload of close games. And they're probably now toast, but I guess I wouldn't write them off just yet. 7 losses, not good. Joe Burrow's numbers, 67% completions, averaging 275 yards per game, 27 touchdowns over just 4 INTs, and a passer rating of 106.9. A radio station, FM 106.9. That's MVP numbers right there. But how do they get to 4-7? Well, they got caught flat-footed week one in a loss to the Patriots, 16-10. They then lose to the Chiefs in week two, one of the many voodoo wins by the Chiefs, 26-25, your final. They get stung by the Commanders, better than they thought they would be, on Thursday night, 38-33 at home. They then lose to the Ravens, 41-38, in the first of two losses to the Ravens. They lose to the Eagles comfortably, 37-17. That's their worst loss. They lose again to the Ravens by a point, 35-34, and then they lose to the Chargers in this game. After a big lead and a big comeback by the Chargers, couldn't close out the deal. I mean, what a season. In Greek mythology, there was a guy like Joe Burrow named Sisyphus. He was a king and a trickster who was punished by the gods for trying to cheat death. He was condemned to spend eternity rolling a boulder up a hill, only to have it roll back down every time he neared the top. He was punished for this because he tricked death twice. The first time, he chained up death itself so no one else could die. And the second time, Sisyphus told his wife not to bury him or perform any sacrifices to the gods. As a result, he was then allowed to return to the living and then punish his wife. Damn, that's some dark shit, Greeks. The meaning of the tale of Sisyphus is his punishment symbolizes the absurd nature of human existence. Tasks that are both laborious and futile are often described as Sisyphean. I would say Joe Burrow is in a Sisyphean cycle as we speak. Bear-proofing the entire Garden State? When I first heard this story, I said, wait a minute, why? Then I read some more, and I go, okay, but is it gonna work? Apparently, bears and black bears are a huge problem in New Jersey, and so therefore lawmakers have come together across the aisle in a bipartisan bill to ban bird feeders in the state of New Jersey. Oh, you mean bird feeders in densely populated areas, right? No. Everywhere. Entire state, no one can feed the birds. It's because bears, according to what I read, are traveling out of their normal eating areas, knowing that there is delicious bird food waiting in suburban areas, and they're just like, why work harder for food back in the woods? Let's go to Tony Soprano's neighborhood. Now, I would think a bear would need more than just bird feeder, bird seed to be filled up in any way, shape, or form, but I guess they'll take what they can get, right? And if they knock over enough bird feeders, they could be like, I'm actually full. This is good. And I guess there's not enough Tony Sopranos available to sit out all night by the pool with their rifle in their lap, smoking cigars to keep the black bear population at bay. I don't know if this has actually gone into law just yet, but it seems to have passed at least both major hurdles in the state house to become law. People, of course, are now freaking out saying, call your state senator, call your state congressperson. This can't be allowed to stand. Birding and feeding the birds is a pastime that is enjoyed by many, including especially the old folks. They love being able to put their bird seed out and sit and watch the birds come by. I have at least three bird feeders, and I have kind of given up on putting bird seed in them because, Jesus, it costs money, you know? And they will go through these bird feeders easily within a week, if not quicker, depending on the season. So I've kind of given it up, and I also don't sit in front of the window like an old man just looking at the birds, but I do like attracting birds to my bird seeds, bird feeders. I can only imagine what it would be like in New Jersey if you get the cops showing up going, you're under arrest. We have found that you have a bird feeder in your backyard. But what will the bears do once the bird food goes away? Will they just go, well, I guess they passed a law. Guess the party's over. Back to the woods. Or will they get more aggressive and start trying to get into the homes? Because they may be smarter than your average bear, boo-boo. And figure out, well, there's no bird feed out here, but I know that's the asshole that usually puts it in there. So let me get into the house to get some good shit. Once I get into your fridge, good night now. We'll see if it works. It seems to me a bit extreme. They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamonds South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a five-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat: lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all inclusive, for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872 and tell him I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with mybookie. Hiring? With Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. The World Series, Super Bowl, the Olympics. The world's top athletes get to play in these top-level sporting events thanks to one thing: teamwork. And teamwork can also protect your financial legacy and your family's future. SelectQuote licensed insurance agents are the perfect teammates when shopping for customized, affordable life insurance. They can find you the right policy to keep your financial legacy safely in your family's end zone. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less, while SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Zabe. Go to SelectQuote.com/Zabe today to get started. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
Dateline Chicago, or Evanston, Illinois, to be more specific. Less is more. And I'm going to throw in, told you so. Northwestern is proposing a 35,000-seat football stadium, smaller, much smaller than the typical football stadium, that will be built on campus or close to campus that has, quote, better than TV views, as well as state-of-the-art tech and amenities. Financing for this and actually breaking ground, I think, are still yet to be determined, but I've seen the 3D graphics and the flybys and the mock-ups, and it looks phenomenal. And the I told you is that I proposed this a while back with Andy Pollin on the Sports Reporters on the Team 980. I said, you know, they should go smaller with the stadiums, not larger, because the home experience in high def is getting so good that going to the games is becoming more and more of a, why am I doing this? So I said, maybe a 45,000-seat sports theater, I called it, that would be a phenomenal place to watch football, enough fans to make a lot of noise and feel like you're part of something big, but also with the seats stacked almost on top of each other with an upper deck, lower deck, right on top of the field, that would be incredible, and loaded up with tech, screens and scores and digital this and digital that. I proposed this 10 years ago. It looks like Northwestern wants to do it. 35,000 seats sounds amazing, but better than TV views? I don't know about that. I mean, it reminded me of the Eddie Murphy Better Than McDonald's riff in the classic movie Raw, 1987.
Gotta be a good cook. I didn't realize my mother was a good cook after I moved out of the house. When you're a child, if your mother doesn't take you to McDonald's, you don't think she can cook. And I have one of those mothers, you know, no matter what you want, she has the ingredients at home. You say, "Mom, I want to stop and get some McDonald's." She go, "I got hamburger meat at home." because I want McDonald's hamburgers. I'll make your hamburger better than McDonald's. You go better than McDonald's?
Better than McDonald's.
That's right. When you get home, you can help Mama make it. You say, shit, that's better than McDonald's. Your mother say, okay, go get me a big black frying pan from under the stove. So you hand the big black frying pan, and she say, now, while you're in there, I want you to go get in the refrigerator, give me the chopped meat, and while you're in there, get me a green pepper and an onion. And you say, ain't no green peppers in McDonald's.
Now, for those of you listeners who have not heard of this legendary stand-up routine that was made into an actual theater release, Raw, Eddie Murphy Raw, released in theaters 1987. I remember going with a buddy to go see it. Changed my life. Some of you out there probably are like, what? Eddie Murphy did, really? Never heard of this. Because, look, I keep forgetting. I get younger and younger listeners and followers and podcast subscribers all the time, and they might not have heard of something. I urge you, if you don't want to go, if you don't want to download or look where the whole movie is online, just go to YouTube and watch some of the clips because they're classics, including the Better Than McDonald's. I don't know if this stadium, if it ever gets built, will be in fact better than TV views, but I think it could be pretty fucking cool. While we're on McDonald's, the photo of Trump, Musk, JFK Jr., and others on their team, on their plane, on their private plane, gorging on McDonald's after the UFC fight has gone viral. And there's some pretty funny memes and riffs and stuff going around, including people saying, hey, JFK Jr., isn't he going to be MAHA, Make America Healthy Again? Why is he eating McDonald's? The face that JFK Jr. is making as he is holding his McDonald's cheeseburger in his hands is absolutely priceless because he doesn't look too thrilled. Somebody said it was like a gang initiation where they make the new members do drugs or go shoot somebody just to prove you're not a cop. Maybe they wanted to prove, like, okay, JFK, you got to do something you're going to hate to do if you want to be part of this club. That said, there are ways apparently to make McDonald's healthier, although I'm not sure exactly how much healthier, including with the fries. I've heard about seed oils versus beef tallow, and I've heard arguments on both sides. I tend to believe that seed oils are indeed quite bad for you, and that beef tallow, while not great for you, is the lesser of two evils. But wait, there's more to it. Here is a food activist by the name of Vani Hari testifying in Washington, D.C. about the French fries.
This is McDonald's French fries. I would like to argue that probably nobody in this room has not had a McDonald's French fries, by the way. Nobody raised their hand during the staff meeting earlier today. In the U.S., there's 11 ingredients. In the U.K., there's 3, and salt is optional.
Boo, I want the salt.
An ingredient called dimethylpolysiloxane is an ingredient preserved with formaldehyde, a neurotoxin, in the U.S. version.
That sounds bad.
This is used as a foaming agent, so they don't have to replace the oil that often, making McDonald's more money here in the United States. But they don't do that across the pond.
If I can invoke my favorite Homer Simpson move, foaming agent. Yeah, that sounds kind of bad right there. We'll see where this goes. To quarterbacks, Brock Purdy is going to be impossible to price, I believe, when he becomes eligible to get paid by the Niners or eventually a free agent. I don't think he sucks, but I also don't think he's that guy either. And the league has separated into either paying guys pretty much one-size-fits-all insane contracts or throw them away like he's trash. In fact, I think he might be more like Daniel Jones 2.0. Hold that thought. I mean, people are saying, look, he's only got 4 Pro Bowl weapons around him. You can't expect a guy to do much with that, as one disappointing performance piles up after another. His shoulder's hurt now after this loss, late loss to the Seahawks, and so that's going to complicate things as well. I'm not anti-Brock Purdy. I know some of you have emailed me, have been saying, well, you don't believe in him now after every good game. It's not that I don't believe in him, quote-unquote. I just don't think he's the guy. I don't think there's any element of his game that is superior and elite that would make you go, that's what we're going to pay for. I think he's more like a $30 million a year quarterback, not a $50 or $60 million a year guy. And apparently there's no price for that. We shall see. The Giants tried to do that with Daniel Jones. They didn't pay him top of the market, but they paid him a lot. And they renewed his deal right at the perfect time for Daniel Jones after they had beaten the Vikings in the playoffs. But it's over now because he has been benched. Daniel Jones out and Tommy Cutlets is in. And Drew Lock, who they paid $5 million for, is going to be the backup to Tommy Cutlets, and Jones is going to be put on ice. This is in part because they know that Jones will not be on the team in 2025. They don't have to insure him for injury at this point, or they are insuring. They don't want to pay him for injury, so this will prevent him from getting hurt and them having to pay out of pocket. And because Locke is not under contract in 2025, they kind of need to know what they got in Tommy DeVito, a.k.a. Tommy Cutlets, Tommy Meatballs, whatever you want to say. DeVito will be an exclusive rights free agent in 2025. He could be a backup or a bridge starter. I think he's more of a novelty act, but we shall see. Jones himself was a zero-star recruit out of high school. Okay, they miss some sometimes. He was a walk-on at Duke and kind of mediocre there. Okay, he was really not very good, terrible at times during most of his NFL career, and yet he was still a top 10 pick and started 6 years. Somebody said it's one of the greatest Ponzi schemes in NFL history. We must investigate it. Owl season is on in college football. In one of my favorite little factoids I've seen in a while, as of today, all four FBS teams with owls as mascots have fired their coaches this year. That's right. Rice, Temple, Kennesaw State, and now Florida Atlantic University. Owl season, blue-de-da, blah, 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 is on. Tom Herman got fired today at FAU. He used to be the it coach coming from Ohio State down to Texas. He famously would say, cool, hook him, when people would come at him trying to get him off his game. He is no longer the hot coach, and he's no longer the head coach at FAU. In fact, he fired their D coordinator, Rock Bellatoni, a week ago, but now that Herman's been fired, they're bringing Bellatoni back as the coordinator under interim head coach to finish the season. That is something you don't see very often. But as of today, all four FBS teams with owls as mascots have been fired. Your next Uber driver could be a rat. Say what again? And by a rat, I don't mean an FBI informant. It could be a literal rat. Headline, scientists teach rats to drive tiny cars and unexpectedly discover the rodents enjoy revving their engines. University of Richmond professor and neuroscientist Kelly Lambert has been leading the research since 2019, and in that time, she and her team have found that the whiskered critters really like driving their miniature vehicles. Unexpectedly, she said, we found that the rats had an intense motivation for their driving training, often jumping into the car and revving the lever engine before their vehicle hit the road. And there are photos of these rats in their tiny cars. Of course, we will not have rats driving us in our Ubers. We'll have just computers driving us in our Ubers, and that will be better. But still, maybe the rat Uber will be cheaper than robot Uber. Hey, Hoser, you going to call heads or what? Funny viral moment from North Oda Border. CFL referee Ben Major forgot one key part of the coin flip. What you calling? This was in the Grey Cup Championship game.
All right, Lucas, come up here. Please do us the honors. Check, check, check. I have to ask, right? Who? What do you want? All right, Toronto, you're the visiting team. What's your choice?
Heads.
Heads is called. Okay, Lucas, take two. Now you can do it. Heads is a call. Okay, it's a tails. So you've won the toss. You want to receive?
He's like, check, check, check.
All right, Lucas, come up here.
He's a celebrity tosser.
Check, check, check. I have to ask, right? Who? What do you want?
He said, I forgot that key part of the coin toss. What would you like to call, heads or tails? And of course, the referee is a kind of a portly fella. And I thought, that's the funniest fat guy whoops scenario since Rick Wilde and the World Series MVP award. Remember that? He's given away the truck to Madison Bumgarner, and he is nervous as all get out, and he's stumbling through his prepared notes on note cards. A lovely and much younger Aaron Andrews in 2014 holding the microphone as Madison Bumgarner and the commissioner Alan H. Selig watched on. Technology and stuff. That's the phrase that pays.
Zone manager Rick Wilde.
Thanks. Madison, congratulations. As the official sponsor or the official vehicle of Major League Baseball, Chevrolet is proud to participate in this prestigious award. Along with our dealers, we are also extremely honored to give back to this sport by supporting baseball in cities and towns across this nation. At Chevrolet, we have
checking his notes.
The latest and greatest technology in our truck lineup, which is the all-new 2015 Chevy Colorado. It combines class-winning and leading, technology and stuff with Wi-Fi powered by OnStar.
Technology and stuff. good stuff. And then we'll end on this. Who says cops can't be funny? Apparently, coyotes are becoming more of a problem in lots of areas around the country. And so the Monroe County Sheriff's Office in New York put out a photo of a coyote on a city street with the following note. We have been made aware of multiple coyote sightings within Monroe County. Typically, they're nocturnal, but it is not uncommon to see them during the day. Merely seeing one is not a reason to call 911. However, there are certain behaviors that are cause for alarm. Specifically, coyotes carrying any product marked Acme. Coyotes dropping anvils from hot air balloons. Coyotes posting signs such as detour or free bird seed. Coyotes in possession of a giant magnet. Coyotes in possession of a catapult. Coyotes detonating TNT. Or coyotes on roller skates with rockets attached. Please call 911 immediately if you witness any of the above behavior. Oh, how I miss good old Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner. The duo of cartoon characters from Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies was a classic. It started in 1949, created by Chuck Jones and Michael Maltese. They have Mel Blanc as a voice credit on this, although there was never any speaking. They didn't need to. It was sound effects, sight gags, and the occasional sign or two. The beep beep sound was inspired by the background artist Paul Julian's imitation of car horn, and it was just a great series that had 49 shorts, mostly about 6 to 9 minutes long, but including 4 web cartoons, which are 3-minute, 3-dimensional cartoons in widescreen scope. There was a half-hour special released theatrically, 26 minutes, and 1 feature-length film that combines live action and animation. The cartoons were a parody of the traditional cat and mouse cartoons, such as Tom and Jerry. But it was all based on the, okay, watch this Rube Goldberg-like thing, trap for the Roadrunner to backfire in ways you don't expect on the coyote, who looks skinny and hungry and desperate. All the contrivances were from a mail-ordered catalog known as the Acme Corporation. TV Guide included Wile E. Coyote in his 2013 list of the 60 nastiest villains of all time. I would argue with that because he never won. How could he be one of the nastiest villains of all time? The Roadrunner always outsmarted him. That's a wrap for today. Thank you very much for riding along with me. Do tell a friend if they're looking for a good podcast. They got a home right here. Sports and More Than Sports. An interesting stable of cronies and buddies and professional colleagues. Do join the show, the podcast, during the week, as you know. And occasionally, El Baldo just goes off on his own, like I did tonight. Thanks for listening. Have yourself a great Tuesday, everybody. And we will see you next time. They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamond South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a five-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC Diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat. Lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all-inclusive for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872 and tell him I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.